It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Mandalorian and Grogu, the feature-length theatrical version of the Star Wars series on Disney+, and though it plays like an extended episode, it still offers some fun energy and campy entertainment. Pedro Pascal reprises the title role as the bounty hunter who travels with his baby Yoda apprentice Grogu to rescue Jabba the Hutt's son, Rada the Hutt, from being imprisoned and soon screwed over. The bear himself, Jeremy Allen White, has his voice lowered as Rada, and he looks like if Adonis Creed had sex with his mom. Directed by the show's creator, Jon Favreau, The Mandalorian and Grogu isn't as glorious as A New Hope, The Empire Strikes Back, or The Force Awakens because the story doesn't really justify the bounty hunter's complexity, but it still knows how to handle the character. Without spoiling anything for fans, you know his mask will be taken off, that he'll be screwed over, and how Grogu is by his side all the way through, and Pascal still delivers his series character as he makes the theatrical jump. I like to think this movie likes to be nostalgic and campy, which is enough to keep us going. We get a track that almost sounds like its own cover version of Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, as well as voice cameos from Martin Scorsese and Stephen McKinley Henderson, a sense of humor of Grogu, and a sewer ride that almost acts like the water slide in The Goonies. It's just fun to think about that, and even through its problems, this series to movies transition is still fun for fans, so see it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.